friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
This is one of those games where wrong day, wrong time. I mean, we still don't quite know what Ohio State is. I mean, like, America kind of tuned it out, but that was a little bit of a stress test on the one trip to Washington. It was still, what, 13-6 with about, what, 10 minutes to go, 12 minutes to go, whatever it was. I mean, they weren't going to lose, but at least they weren't, you know, ripping it up. But that defense, I mean, we're talking historic stuff here. I mean, the red zone defense, considering the turnover in personnel and defensive coordinator, is just stupid ridiculous. I don't see Illinois winning, but I wouldn't be shocked if the secondary for Ohio State got pushed a little harder than it's been pushed all year.
Pete Futek, College Football News, every Thursday at 4:20, giving us his take on Ohio State, Illinois. The Buckeyes are 14.5-point favorites. And this feels like, after winning the national championship last year, it feels like where we were in the peak Urban years after they won the national championship, where even when they disappointed by not making the playoffs when they should have because they put like half the NFL into the NFL, it does feel like we're at the point of like, who do we have? Illinois? Oh, yeah, they're 17th. Okay. I'll be asleep by halftime.
Yeah,
it does feel like Ohio State fans are back to that point of hubris.
They haven't allowed a double-digit game yet. Like, the defense is as good as Pete is talking about. And so, yeah, you do kind of feel a little bit cocky. 14.5 is a large spread in this one, though.
I kind of think Illinois... So everything that everybody said about Minnesota, I think Illinois is a better version of that. Like, I think Illinois is quintessential Big Ten team. I still would be surprised if it's within 21 points. With respect to Brett Bielema, I think his team is for real, but it's not Ohio State for real.
Well, I mean, Ohio State's just playing on a different level right now. I don't know. Is that the Minnesota game confidence leaking in? Like the Texas game doesn't look as good now in hindsight, right?
Washington one looks okay.
Looks okay, yeah. I mean, they have some good games in there.
But that's a problem.
It's
Illinois, Wisconsin, then Penn State at home, then Purdue on the road, UCLA, Rutgers, and then Michigan on the road.
Yeah, like if you look at the schedule and if you take the idea that Penn State is just not ranked right now, it's just Illinois and Michigan is the only two ranked teams you play the rest of the way.
I mean, the only two teams that...
Which is kind of funny to think about.
The only two teams that legitimately scare me are Penn State because they actually do have talent. I disagree with Pete that, like, hey, they're still a good team. No, they have talent. They're not a good team. So I don't think James Franklin will have them show up.
No.
But again...
What a turn of events that would be. James Franklin just never beats top 10 teams, literally ever, and then Ohio State is the one.
Or that Penn State never loses a game again until the playoffs. That would be another turn.
That would be another turn.
And then Michigan, just because Ryan is not consistently... No, I'll say it a different way. Ryan is consistently dookie the bet against Michigan.
Yeah, which is, again, a fair way if you have some worries about that. There's a part of me that does worry, though. And again, this would be a great game to go ahead and just stamp that down. You beat Illinois by 21, by 24, whatever that is. You know, you really put the exclamation point on them, then you're on cruise control until Penn State, until the Michigan game. But the Texas game, it just doesn't carry anything for me anymore.
Well, I don't
know. There's a time it did. It doesn't right now.
There's nothing on until the Big Ten title game, which I think you just said is even then. Like, no, that's not true. If it's Ohio State or Indiana, I think that's a legitimate, like, if you get that win, that'll be like the, okay, they can win the national championship game. I don't think there's any game but now a loss can say the opposite, but there's no win that you're like this, now we know, until the Big Ten title game.
You can't really figure that out right now. And like two of the best teams, I think, in the Big Ten right now, Oregon and Indiana, that are taking on each other this weekend, you don't play them at any point this season.
I do want to give you an updated a tally on our afternoon 923 FAN poll.
Okay.
This goes back to 2 weeks ago, Jose Ramirez's career is being wasted by the Guardians. This goes back to the Chet from a plane dealer who put out the Dolan blasting.
What'd you call him?
A Chet. It's a very Chet move.
Wait, is his name Chet? His name's not Chet.
No, it's Tim, but his name is Chet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name's, go ahead. You're fine.
Okay. However,
don't let me distract you.
So where the claim was the Guardians are wasting Jose's career, and so we got into the conversation of Myles Garrett and the fact that this will be another wasted year. The updated total, 65% of people saying that Myles' career is being wasted more by the Browns than Jose's is. But Liam says, Jose, Myles wanted Baker out of town, now asks why we can't play winning football anymore. I thought the only defense of the only way you could answer Hosey is if you just wanted to completely denigrate Myles and thought he didn't deserve any that he deserved the Browns' lack of success.
That is no, but that is an interesting point. I want to play with that for a second. Like Myles does bear some responsibility for Baker Mayfield not being here. Like, do I think that they still want to try to go through and get Deshaun Watson? Yes, I do. But do I think it was exasperated by the idea that one of your best players on the team and somebody that clearly was already showing future Hall of Fame promise in Myles Garrett clearly did not get along with Baker Mayfield and they seemed like they feuded at every turn? Yeah, like that does matter. Like in some ways, Myles he's made his bed at every turn. Whereas if you look at like Jose loved Lindor. Like, he wanted Lindor to be here forever. That way, and Lindor got taken away for financial reasons. But if, like, Hosey had his druthers, it would have been him and Lindor until the end of time.
The only thing I would say is the Browns could have told Myles to shut up and play football.
That's essentially what they ended up doing.
And that, well, but no, they traded Baker.
Oh, you mean in that sense?
Yeah, yeah.
You mean in that sense?
Like
yeah.
that was a know your leaders and know that Myles himself is a little vociferous and a little talking out of both sides of his mouth and just say, hey, your pros make it work.
That is a part of the Baker conversation that I feel like in us just discussing it over the previous couple months and going back and looking at that, I don't think we've done enough touching on is that like that idea, like Myles and Baker did not get along and it was very well known and Myles was not really shy about the whole ordeal either.
Well, but okay, Seattle, the defense hated Russell Wilson. They went to 2 Super Bowls. Why? Because Pete Carroll was the adult in the room because
Russell went to a Super Bowl right away. Like, there's a difference in that.
No, there is, but again, like, this is where you have to preach patience to the players. And instead, Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski were impatient. Eric responding to the Twitter poll saying it's close. I don't think it is. I think the Browns are unequivocally wasting the second best football player I've seen in Cleveland since 1999. And I think the Guardians have had a lot of success with Hosey, in spite of the fact they haven't spent what I would like or what I think a majority of fans would like. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.